President John Dramani Mahama has called on everyone to let the ACO lead Nkrumah Never Dies reflect in all aspects of their endeavor. He noted that the ACO lead does not make Dr. Kwame Nkrumah a living deity, but signifies a selfless dedication to leadership and struggle to liberate the African continent. President Mahama was speaking at a ceremony held at the Kwame Nkrumah Mausoleum in Accra to mark the 103rd birthday of Ghana's first president, Osagyefo Dr. Kwame Nkrumah. He also used the occasion to dedicate a glass showroom which now houses Dr. Nkrumah's first car, a Mercedes-Benz. Pascalina Dadevu reports.
It was a solemn event to commemorate the 103rd birthday of Ghana's first president, Osagyefo Dr. Kwame Nkrumah. In 2009, the late President John Atta Mills declared the 21st of September every year to be observed as Founders Day in memory of Dr. Nkrumah. At the program in Accra, President John Mahama announced that he has directed the Minister for the Interior to present a bill to Parliament to amend the National Holidays Act to make the 21st of September each year a statutory public holiday. Dr. Kwame Nkrumah is seen as a beacon of African liberation struggle and is still celebrated worldwide. His books are still relevant today. President Mahama espoused the good attributes of Dr. Kwame Nkrumah. He regretted that the selfless leadership style he exhibited is lost in the modern day, as people in authority do not have the will to serve.
We have lost our sense of selflessness and how we should give back to our nation in order that we can make our nation truly great and strong. On this occasion, as we remember Dr. Kwame Nkrumah on his anniversary, let us ask again, where has our sense of patriotism and nationalism gone? And we must work in order that we can restore this sense to make our nation one that we can all be truly proud of. As we celebrate this day, I'd like us to reflect on an accolade that we remember having attributed to Dr. Kwame Nkrumah. And the saying Kwame Nkrumah never dies did not refer to his mortal being. It referred to the man's reputation and his name, that his name will never die.
President Mahama said Dr. Nkrumah had the development of this country at heart and did his best to realize that dream. To him, this is a legacy that should be replicated by all governments.
But perhaps for us in Ghana, there are two other things for which we must continue to celebrate the man, Dr. Nkrumah. After taking over the reins of administration of this country from the colonial government, one of his priorities was to produce the human resource that was necessary to move this country forward. And so he invested phenomenally in the education of our people. And it is something that government will continue to do to ensure that the largest chunk of our budget goes into educating our people. Dr. Nkrumah also invested heavily in the industrialization of Ghana. And so the many industries that were built across the length and breadth of this country were geared towards moving Ghana into an industrial economy.
Dr. Kwame Nkrumah's first private car, a Mercedes-Benz, is now being housed in a glass showroom. The beautiful showroom was built with money derived from some auctioned photographs of Osagyefo Dr. Kwame Nkrumah. President Mahama laid the first wreath on behalf of government and the people of Ghana. Chairperson of the CPP, Samia Yaba Nkrumah, laid one on behalf of the family, and the Minister of Defense, Lieutenant General Joseph Henry Smith, laid one on behalf of the security services.
Pascalina Dadevo reporting.